Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 38 Special bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr, president of Bare Bones Biz, the author of the Bare Bones Business series of books, and also Where Did the Money Go? And she's got the experiences to be qualified to help you with this, folks. Ellen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're going to get into some of the tips that you have for folks to help them dig out of the debt. In the previous segment, we talked about some of the things that gets people into that. They finally just erode their whatever investment they have, whatever profit they may have had. They get all that eroded because of either tough decisions or tough economy or tough business model, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But if there's a basis for continuing the project, if there's a basis for continuing the business, it's just a matter of making better decisions and working, continuing to stay engaged. Help us with some of those tips.
Well, I was inspired. I went to a meeting for a company I do some work with, and they invited me to their company meeting, the yearly event. All employees were there. There were like 30 employees at this company. And these guys do open book management all the way. They show every single line on their profit mm-hmm. loss and their balance sheet. Now, not everybody wants to do that. That's okay. But I was pretty inspired by the way they did it.
Right.
So they went through their profit and loss and their budget for this year. And then they shared with their team. Now, see this amount right here? This is our debt reduction amount.
Mm-hmm.
We want to put down, I'm going to make the numbers up, $120,000 in debt this year. Mm-hmm. And so that's a line item on our budget that we have to pay back every month. And if we do this year, those same dollars are going to be, in part, distributed as bonus for next year.
In other words, once we don't have to service that debt,
yeah.
then we have that cash budgeted for the next year as a bonus opportunity.
Right, and they didn't promise all of it because
right.
they don't want to get into debt again. They
right.
are going to stockpile money. There
right.
is some capital improvements that they want to make.
Now, one of the things that a lot of small business owners are concerned about in being this level of transparency
yeah.
is that they worry that some employees might say, well, I'm just making you more money.
You know, it's a risk that you take. I have not found, this has been my experience, with any company, including mine, where I've shared real financial information, I have not had it come back and bite me in the butt. Now, I
yeah.
know it can happen.
Do you show it to everybody or just the key people?
I think that, don't show anything that's going to make you super uncomfortable, and you can ease into this. Note that at this company, instead of getting into each individual debt and what the debt negotiations
right.
were and that the IRS is on their back, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
They just shared the lump sum debt amount
okay.
and said, listen, this is what we've got. And they have been honest. Here's the key. It's all about honesty.
But you also have to trace it back to, okay, if we're going to pay this debt off, that means we have to raise mm-hmm. our gross profit by 2%,
yep.
which means you have to sell a little harder. Which means
yep.
that we have to collect a little bit better, which means we have to watch our pennies a little bit better. And so that's how we're going to drive this $120,000 debt reduction, which next year when we have that same in the budget that we don't have to pay off, I'm going to give you guys half of it.
Yeah, they committed to a part of it.
Right.
And it was really cool because then everyone got in on the game. I think that we discount that our team will play.
Mm-hmm.
When you show them the situation, and there was some, there was a decision to open up a branch. That branch had not done well. It was a
mm-hmm.
big sucking sound of money. They gave that branch, there was a new game plan for that branch, and that branch had 6 months, and they were also very transparent about this, that if that branch hits these parameters, it can stay. If not, we will do our best to keep the people there
right.
who've done a great job busy. Now, again, really risky,
right.
but they know this stuff is going on.
Well,
that's what was so cool.
As long as the people have an opportunity to benefit from the upside, then they'll understand why you're doing what you're doing, and it puts them in a position of ownership, not equity
yep.
ownership, but ownership of the success or the failure.
If you are in on a football team and you're getting in and as the offense, and you know somebody just fumbled the ball or whatever, and now it's you know 4th and 20, and there's 4 seconds left on the game, then you play. You know, this is your opportunity. Not every game is set up so that it's an easy win.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you share this information, share appropriate information, tell the truth, and give them a way to win if you win, those are good tips. Don't share personal debt information in the company. I don't think they need to know
you don't
that.
Have to, they don't have to see everything. You don't have to show them.
They don't have to see everything.
You don't have to show them the cash in the bank. You don't have to show them the balance, all the balance sheet and that kind of thing. You don't have to show them all that. But the things that that they need to know that they can impact.
Right.
But if you're going to do that, I don't think you can do that unless they stand to gain from whatever it is you're asking them to do.
One of my mentors is Jack Stack, the Great Game of Business, thegreatgame.com.
Right.
Such a great guy. And he has a tenet of open book management, and one of them is a stake in the outcome. There has to be a way for them to win.
Mm-hmm.
Honor and recognition, yes. And some financial gain, some reward in terms of new equipment that's going to help their jobs
right.
be easier. Whatever it is, there has to be a stake in the outcome for your team for them to be able to play.
Right, exactly. Ellen, so, we need your website, please.
Oh, it's barebonesbiz.com. Barebonesbiz.com. We teach bare bones business basics.
And they can find all your books there.
You bet.
Including Where Did the Money Go?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so check
Always
that out,
Always a
folks.
Joy.
Yeah, you we're going to take a quick break. We got more. Ellen's got some more of these jewels to cast before us after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
If you have to, say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.